And a remarkable day on Capitol Hill. President Trump's former lawyer and personal fixer, Michael Cohen, accused Trump of being a racist, a liar, and a lawbreaker. Cohen said he regretted ever working for Trump.
I regret the day I said yes to Mr. Trump. I regret all the help and support I gave him along the way.
Cohen told lawmakers Mr. Trump knew in advance about the WikiLeaks release of hacked Democratic Party emails in the 2016 campaign, that Trump implicitly directed Cohen to lie to Congress about a deal to build a Trump Tower in Moscow, and there were new details about hush money payments to women claiming to have had affairs with Trump. Joining us now is Tim Mak, who covers national security and politics for NPR. Lots to unpack here, Tim. What stood out most for you today in Cohen's testimony?
You're right that there's a lot to unpack here. It's hard to overstate just what a bombshell this testimony has been. And I just want to run through some of the top lines here. Firstly, Michael Cohen said, hey, Donald Trump, while he was president of the United States, signed a personal check to reimburse me, Michael Cohen, for hush money payments that I made to Stormy Daniels, which I, Michael Cohen, am now going to prison for. He also said that Donald Trump was aware in advance that a WikiLeaks release of Democratic National Committee hacked emails would be coming. He said that during the campaign, Donald Trump was not only aware of a possible Trump Tower business deal in Moscow, he helped direct that whole process. And he talked about Donald Trump's character. He said that in private, Donald Trump made a bunch of bigoted remarks.
I mean, Cohen also claimed the White House lawyers changed his testimony to Congress about the Trump Tower Moscow project. How significant was that?
Well, it's significant in the sense that Michael Cohen is going to prison for an expected sentence of 3 years, in part because of lying to Congress. That's been one of the big things that Republicans have pointed to. But if it's true that Michael Cohen did run his testimony before White House lawyers, it could spread, you know, the liability for that action.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Republican line of attack, which was really to sort of hammer Cohen as a liar, as just untrustworthy. Let's listen to Arizona Republican Paul Gosar.
Right in front of this committee, you conflicted your testimony, sir. You're a pathological liar. You don't know truth from falsehood.
Sir, I'm sorry. Are you referring to me or the president?
Hey, this is my time.
Are you referring to me, sir, or the president?
When I ask you a question, yes. I'll ask for an answer.
Sure.
Tim, did that line of attack get anywhere, you know, with Republicans? Did they shake Mr. Cohen?
Well, by and large, Republicans have focused on saying that Michael Cohen is just not credible and can't be trusted. What you heard in that clip just now has been a familiar refrain over hours of testimony. What you've heard a lot less from Republicans is to try to undercut the allegations that Michael Cohen, the specific allegations that Michael Cohen is putting forward. They have not, generally speaking, tried to provide alternative explanations for the check that Michael Cohen has provided as evidence, the signed check signed by Donald Trump in August 2017 that Michael Cohen has put forward as an exhibit at this committee. Republicans haven't been trying to undercut Michael Cohen's substance or arguments. They've been going after his character.
Let's talk a little bit more about the documents he brought there and about the hush money payments. Cohen submitted documents as evidence, including a personal check from Mr. Trump that Cohen says is proof that Trump reimbursed him for paying off women who claimed to have had sexual affairs with Trump. Here's Illinois Democrat Robin Kelly, who asked Cohen about that.
So the president not only knew about the payments, he knew and helped to hide the payments and the reimbursements to you.
Yeah, we discussed it. Everything had to go through Mr. Trump, and it had to be approved by Mr. Trump.
And now you're going to prison, and he's...
And I am going to prison, yes, ma'am.
Tim, a little more on that. I mean, we knew about hush money allegations, but the documentation there and some of the more details shed some new light.
Well, yes, that's right. I mean, this is the first time we've seen documentation specifically linking the president and not only Donald Trump himself, but him as the president of the United States. It could be alleged, Michael Cohen certainly does allege this, that Donald Trump was aware of these payments during the campaign. It's another thing entirely to understand or allege that Donald Trump, as president, continued to be involved in this or was directly involved in this hush money payment.
Tim Mak covers national security and politics for NPR, covering the hearings at Capitol Hill today. Tim, thanks a lot.
Thank you.